Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This week, we celebrate the life and legacy of firefighting pilot Mike Fournier, who died while battling the Hills Fire in Central California. He's our KNX Hero of the Week, and his story is much bigger than the fires he fought.
He's flown helicopters for years. He'd drop water over wildfires. He'd follow traffic for a SoCal TV station. He'd even dangle utility workers for Cal Edison in high-risk maneuvers.
He was a guy that would fly and dangle the linemen from their line and land them on towers and things like that. So he had a lot of lives in his hands there. They trusted him wholeheartedly.
His skill was obvious, his passion to help others immeasurable. And on August 19th of 2020, Mike Fournier died doing what he loved.
He was a light, for sure.
Leanne Fournier says her husband Mike was not just a pilot or a firefighter. He was a husband, a father of two beautiful girls, and a powerful presence for the entire SoCal community. He was also a former high school football coach, an aspiring Ironman, and he loved CrossFit.
He was truly very strong, strong as an ox, and he just loved to give it all in his heart all the time. And whether you were your first day in the gym or you've been there for 10 years, he made you feel like you were the strongest and you could do whatever you set your mind to. And everybody left that gym feeling that way because of him.
Cynthia Truax is the owner of Sin's CrossFit Gym in Rancho Cucamonga, and she's known Mike and his family for nearly 25 years. She says Mike inspired people of all ages.
Especially teenagers. He just had a way of listening. It didn't matter if you were male or female, young or old. He could just hone in on the things that mattered with you. Like, he was an intent listener and always believed in everyone.
His wife, Leanne, says the stories are endless, the number of lives he affected.
They all said the same stuff. They all say the same things. And he was the nicest guy with the biggest smile. Always made me feel good about myself.
To say that Mike will be missed is barely touching the surface.
Everyone really loved to be around him. He just had that way to him.
Both Leanne and Cynthia say Mike was dedicated to whatever it was he was doing, whether at work, learning how to be a pilot, teaching others how to fly. He gave 100% and made you feel special at the same time. This was apparent when he coached for two local high school football teams.
He loved teaching the kids. He loved, you know, not just the sport of football, but just what it taught kids is working as a unit and together as a team and hard work and heart. And it didn't really matter to him if you were not a very good football player or you were the best. As long as you were giving it your all and played with heart, that's really what mattered to him.
And Mike was always the first guy to jump in when help was needed.
Anything you needed, that guy was there. And it just didn't matter. Like, if I needed help with cutting my jump ropes at the gym, he's there. If my hot water heater went out, he's there. Like, it just didn't matter. Whatever I needed, he just never made you feel like you were bothering him. That's the hero in him.
Yeah.
You know, just never let you down. Never let you down.
Mike died while flying a water-dropping helicopter over the Hills Fire in Fresno County. His love, felt by so many people. His older daughter even created a hashtag, Love Like Mike, to remember the giving spirit that he possessed. We are very honored to honor Mike Fournier as our KNX Hero of the Week.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And his girls will just gonna love that, so.
A GoFundMe page has been established to help Leanne and the girls. You can access that and a link to Sin's CrossFit Gym, where Mike coached, at knx1070.com. KNX Heroes is brought to you each week by California Resources Corporation, saluting our military veterans and all of our heroes. If you have someone you'd like to nominate as a KNX hero, go to knx1070.com/nominate. I'm Heather Jordan, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.